with mainly clear conditions. A nice weekend ahead. Right now we're at 63 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, welcome to Thursday. I thought the Cubs won 9-0. They lost 9-0.
Yeah.
Cardinals win, so 2 out of 3 in Miami, 2 out of 3 in Kansas City. Cardinals will go to Kansas City series beginning tomorrow night. Not sure where the Cubbies are. But they still are comfortable. Yeah, a couple of games ahead of Milwaukee. Is it 2.5? I don't know what Milwaukee did last night. I didn't see all the scores yet. So we'll get some of that coming up. Cams is selling. What?
What?
Eric Meyer selling his stake at Cams.
You're kidding.
It's only been 27 years.
Wow.
That's in the News Gazette this morning.
Eric started when he was 13, I guess. That's 27 years.
No, he's a little more than 40. Well, that's okay. Cams is the iconic bar on campus where if your feet don't stick, you're worried.
Uh-huh. There's a certain smell when you hit the door.
It's the same. That smell has been there since the building.
Exactly.
What is that, old beer or something?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's selling.
And I know they use bleach and stuff on the floor.
Maybe it's a combo of bleach and smelling
right.
beer. Anyway. Eric Meyer, I think the Meyer family's been involved in that for 27 years. It's Cams selling. I don't think, you know, it's all up and running, going to open for school. I mean, it's all the same. It's just the Meyer family and Eric, we've done a lot with him over the years.
Sure.
So congratulations. I presume it was all good.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, as far as Campus Town bars, you know, it was Ike's at Eastern.
Yes.
It's Cams in the University of Illinois campus. So, change.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody notices because the beer will still be flowing.
Yes, it will.
I presume. But I know a lot of people that come back go to Cams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that remember that, you know, they met here or whatever.
I've even seen a bride and groom in there one night.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
After their reception. Why not? If they're U of I students.
Yeah.
Kind of a tradition.
Yeah. More on the Chicago violence. You know, all the shootings that we were talking about over the weekend. There were 70-some shot, 12 killed. There's not been one arrest. Not one. In the 1960s, and this is mostly African-American, mostly black on black, how
gang activity.
Well, but it's, but it's still black on black, whatever it is. Because there are all kinds of innocent bystanders who get shot with stray bullets.
Yeah.
And broken culture, perhaps, you know, it's probably it. In the 1960s, 82% of young African Americans had dads in the house. 82% of young African Americans had dads in the house in the 60s. Only 25% have dads in the house now. That's a big deal. So I'm not sure. What the answer is, but I think you want more police involvement. That's going to cause more problems with claims that police are too rough. It is a real mess, and I don't know what the answer is. Divine intervention. It's just a mess. If you have a broken culture and you just got too many shootings, well, what would you do? You can always text us, 359-2255. And the Ohio race that everybody's talking about, the congressional race. It was a special election, too close to call. Now they got a recount. Nobody's going to be seeing. Well, they're running again in November. Why don't you just do rock, paper, scissors for this one and then come back in November? Well, you don't say every vote counts. For the primary in, was it Kansas? 122,000 to 122,000. There's 126 votes separating out of a quarter of a million votes. 126.
Wow.
In Ohio, there's a 17. Now they found 590 more votes or whatever. 190 went to the guy behind. So now it's a 1,600 vote difference. The Green Party guy, Joe Manchin, ran in that race, got 1,100 votes. That's a game changer. 1,100 votes that this guy got that somebody else would. I mean, that's how close this is. But the Green Party, you got to hear this Green Party guy interviewed on his couch with a peace T-shirt with all messed up hair.
Okay, Joe, we're live. Can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Joe Manchin, and I'm the Green Party candidate running for the U.S. House of Representatives in Ohio's 12th Congressional District. This is the second time I'm running for a seat in the U.S. House in the 12th District in Ohio. I was on the ballot in 2016, and I got more than 13,000 votes, and I'm doing it again this year.
To donate to your campaign or volunteer, do you have a website?
Yeah, I definitely have a website, and there's a donate page. There's a link for the donate page at the top of the website.
Uh-huh.
You can just click on that link, and it'll take you over to where you can use a credit card or a PayPal account to, another kind of card. What do you call those cards?
Debit card?
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, debit card. I don't have one of those, so yeah. I can't remember what it was. Yeah.
What is that?
Or you can mail it.
Yeah, wait a minute. We want to know what the website is.
Okay. There where you can just
running for Congress, what's your website?
And if you send us any corporate money, we'll send it right back. We don't want your corporate money. We don't take money from corporations. Nobody in the Green Party will take corporate money. And we'll return it if we get corporate money. So, you know, if you want to support my campaign, please send me a check from a personal account, and I'll gladly accept that.
Awesome. And then can you tell us what that website is?
Off the top of my head, I don't remember.
That guy ran for Congress and probably tipped the scales and got 1,100 votes. And I think he said that his family descendants are from aliens or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see that as a headline here.
Anyway, God bless America. You can run if you want.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing that you get 1,100 votes.
And was it Ralph Nader on the Green Party?
Yeah, that was the swinger for Al Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Al Gore in 2000... When, you know, how close it was with George W. Bush and Al Gore lost Tennessee. That's his home state.
Right.
Can't lose your home state. But that and Ralph Nader's 2% totally, because that 2% would have gone to Al Gore. Anyway, yeah, the third party guys can have an impact.
They say that the official outcome won't come until August 18th.
What? Who cares? It happens again in 2.5 months, and nobody's going to be seated till September. And then they can play congressman for 2 months. And what, they have an advantage because they're an incumbent? It's just really unusual, just timing and how close it is. I would think with a special election in August, it won't be – everybody's geared for the midterms. There'll be more turnout. This is a red district. I think this is the Democrat was going to win for 2 months. I don't think he's going to win in November because there are too many Republican voters in that district. That's just how it was drawn. So we'll see. All right, let's check it. Quarter after 7, ESPN 93.5, our sports headlines.
Cardinals win over Miami. The final was 7-1. They'll have the day off today. We've got the 31st homer from Matt Carpenter in here.
Unreal.
Let's hear your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and we're in Kansas City where the Cardinals have a day off. Tomorrow night, it's Austin Gomber against Burt Smith. Airtime will be 6:20. Last night, a complete effort by the Cardinals from the pitching, the defense, the timely hitting, 7-1, and the Cardinals won 2 out of 3 in Miami.
I love the Cardinals' defense, but the pitching went along with it. It was outstanding. John Gant really had a nice start, gave up a run early, then settled down, and the Cardinals were so stingy after that. Home runs by Molina and Carpenter, big blows.
With Matt Carpenter hitting his 31st of the year, leading the National League.
A swing and a long drive to right field for Carpenter. This one is long gone. Matt Carpenter hits league-leading home run number 31. 2-1 Cardinals in the sixth. And Carpenter has extended his reaching base safely streak to 27 consecutive games.
Now the Cardinals go up against the Royals, and what a road trip this could be.
You have to keep winning series. That's what the Cardinals have been doing lately.
Again, airtime at 6:20, game one of the 3-game series at the K.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and I was just wondering, have you ever had the feeling that you're right at home, even when you're miles and miles away? Well, that feeling has a name, Gemütlichkeit. And you'll find it when you visit Wisconsin. From the minute you arrive, it's all about friendship, warmth, and good cheer. That's Gemütlichkeit. And that's Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the Gemütlichkeit begin.
Kansas City blanked the Cubs.
Yeah.
9-0.
Cubs won 2 out of 3, but...
Right. Washington Nationals got next. That's tomorrow.
Oh, so they have Cubs Washington Nationals?
Mm-hmm.
Is that in Washington? Yeah, probably. I don't know where games are anymore. I lose track. There's only like 45 games left. The Cardinals have to play 30.
I think it's at Wrigley.
Okay.
And on the 10th, it's a 1:20 start.
44 games left for the Cardinals, and 35 of them with winning teams.
Wow.
Tough schedule.
Okay.
Man.
So we had the Yankees over the Chicago White Sox 7-3, and they've got a game. Nope, White Sox have the day off today, too. Wow. Stan Mikita, a public viewing being honored at the United Center on Sunday for hockey fans. He was with the Blackhawks 22 years. Lovie Smith talking about the freshmen stepping up as leaders and looking forward to the season that starts September 1st against Kent State. We've got practices going on, a lot of people attending, it seems like, from what I see, the crowd shots and things
good.
Like that.
So. James Crawford, former Illinois linebacker, got signed by Green Bay. Rooting for James Crawford.
Nice.
That's good Illini news.
And our Illini volleyball team ranked number 12 in the preseason poll.
That's kind of cool.
There's seven Big Ten teams that made the list.
Oh, my.
Wow, it's going to be a tough season.
That's a tough conference, man.
Good luck, Chris Thomas.
Yeah, okay, it's August. What is this, the 9th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 22 days till football. If we start high school football, the 24th, is it?
That's right.
So that makes it 15 days. We're about ready to get high school football kicked off.
We're going to do that on Q96, St. Thomas More and St. Joseph Ogden.
It'll be the leadoff game on Q96. Excited for our high school sports showcase again.
JT Walkers?
Yeah. All right, let's check your weather.
High 86, low 66, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. We've got sunshine and maybe some patchy fog in the low-lying areas. We've got a 40% chance of rain coming our way, coming into Friday with a high 86, but partly cloudy and a low 66. Friday night and into the weekend. The weekend looks great. Up into the mid-80s, down into the mid-60s with clear conditions. Right now we're at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Lots of fun in St. Louis beginning today. The PGA Championship is in St. Louis. 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, two major merger deals have been killed. Tribune Media is ending its deal to be purchased by Sinclair Broadcast Group. The $3.9 billion merger would have created a giant television company reaching nearly two-thirds of U.S. TV watchers. Tribune claims Sinclair didn't use its reasonable best efforts to promptly obtain approval of the merger from regulators, so it is also suing. Albertsons and Rite Aid will also not be merging. Shareholders oppose that deal. Rite Aid investors believe the chain is worth more than the $24 billion Albertsons was willing to pay. Viacom's earnings are stronger than expected. The company owns Nickelodeon, MTV, Comedy Central, and Paramount Pictures. The Dow was down 45 yesterday, the NASDAQ up 4, the S&P dropped a point. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Transform your child's summer with Mathnasium. Children of all skill levels enjoy our math-focused summer programs like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. These programs prevent summer learning loss and get kids ready for the year ahead. Mathnasium is the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. We have over 900 centers worldwide. Call 855-SUMMER-5 to contact yours. That's 855-SUMMER-5. At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, I called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? with 30 years of experience and the best warranties. Call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Need an oil change? See your Champagne Car X Man. Right now at Car X Tire and Auto, get a full service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, Car X Tire and Auto's been serving Champagne for almost 40 years with three convenient locations. Your Champagne Car X Man has the right oil for your vehicle and at a great deal at $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the Car X Man.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
All right, ESPN 93.5. It is the 9th of August, 2018. Everything's about to happen here on our campus. Everybody's coming home, coming back. We love them. We appreciate them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ooh, oh, boy. I mean, it's nice, kind of, the quiet and kind of... Campus businesses don't like the quiet, I get it. But, I mean, they're all coming back, and they just make us vibrant and wonderfully diversified. Great. Anyway, everybody's starting to trickle back here in the next week. Because, you know, school doesn't start till, like, the 26th, I think. I think it isn't quad day. No, 26 is quad day. 27 maybe. It's late again, late start. But yeah, it's going to start picking up again. And here we go. We're ready to go. Okay, Houlihan's tonight. Patio play. You want to go enjoy music on the patio at Houlihan's? You can do that. Let's see. This is August 9th. Mike Miller and Dyke Corson.
Yeah, they're known for their boat drunks work.
Oh, boy.
Jimmy Buffett favorites.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Two-man Jimmy Buffett, huh?
On the patio tonight. Oh, awesome weather, too.
Go enjoy some of the great items on the menu. You ate there the other night. Yeah, steak wedge, I know.
I've been liking the Thai chicken that you put on a lettuce leaf. It's delicious.
Houlihan's Restaurant, south of the State Farm Center, all part of the iHotel and Conference Center, celebrating 10 years. Congratulations.
I believe martinis are just under $5 if you want to go this evening.
Houlihan's tonight for patio play. It'll be gorgeous out there. So, fun, fun, fun. And Peter Fox will join me in an hour just celebrating 10 years of the I.
It's amazing how that whole area has changed so much. When you think of how it used to be, South Farms. And now it's kind of further South Farms as I drive south to Tolono
all
the time.
Well, I mean, where are the South Farms? Aren't the South Farms, really?
Right.
I mean, there's just one thing left.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think hockey's going there. I wish it were. I think they're all... I like the South Campus idea. But that's just me. I know everybody's fired up. I'd put apartments and built and living downtown more and have that more of that. And then I'd move everything. It'd be a great complex. And then I'd build a new baseball stadium for Dan Hartlib. You got that new thing, whatever that special center is next to Memorial Stadium. Was that $80 million or something?
The Football Performance Center?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Anyway, all happening, all kind of fast approaching.
Boy, it's... the students, when they come in, they are going to see some changes. The Illini Inn, have you seen that area? It was that fourth near Daniel, and that looks like incredible.
What's amazing is all of the high rises.
Illinois used to drive down Green Street, and it's just full sun. Mm-hmm. Now we're shady like a city.
That's right.
It's just different. And I don't know, is Green Street ever opening again in our lives?
Real soon.
Uh-huh. We're going to talk to Josh DeJong about Bitcoins, cryptocurrency. Now they say it's the newest way to buy a home. You see,
I don't trust it.
I mean, I don't either.
Nothing like old hard cash.
Yeah. So a little more on this in just a moment, just for educational purposes.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Tim was texting in, it's becoming South Solar Panel Array.
Yeah.
So I have seen the solar panels.
There's a lot of solar panels there, and I presume they produce a lot of energy.
Right off of Windsor.
Yeah. What was the other text?
It said, do the two-month reps get lifetime pension from Michael Eisen?
No, I think you have to be in Congress for four whole years to get lifetime health. Wow. I think that's right. Two-termer, I think you got health care for your family for life, I think. And that's pretty nice. And
but you do have to put in a little bit of time.
Yeah, two terms. Okay. Yeah, got to serve, got to be elected twice. And then you can have that. But again, I think it's still a pretty darn good insurance, too, for our representatives.
All right.
And what the heck? I mean, it's a really important job, and I think they deserve it. I guess in some companies you only have to be there 5 years and you're vested. This is a pretty good vested, though, to get health care, because anymore it is a primo thing to get when you work. They always want to say, how's your health care? And you have to explain that you got this and this high deductible and all that stuff.
That's right.
Back in a moment, cryptocurrency and homes. ESPN 93.5, 729.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewer Savoy, online, drivechampagne.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani tells Fox special counsel Robert Mueller just wants to trap the president into perjuring himself during an in-person interview.
He knows the answers to every question that he wants to ask.
He's not saying exactly under what conditions the president would allow an interview. The New York Times reports the proposal is for nothing involving potential obstruction of justice. It's not clear legally what happens if President Trump refuses to answer questions. It'll be a while before we know who won a special election in Ohio.
After Tuesday's election, Republican Troy Balderson had a lead of about 1,800 votes over Democrat Danny O'Connor in Ohio's special election for the 12th Congressional District. And it's still officially too close to call. Now there are at least 8,000 potential votes left to be counted. And the election boards can't even start counting the outstanding ballots until August 18th.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Check your local news now, brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. OSF Healthcare is installing secure disposal boxes for the public to get rid of the prescription drugs they no longer need. The boxes are at OSF Healthcare Heart of Mary Medical Center in Urbana and OSF Healthcare Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville. The containers can be locked and are monitored continuously when open. They will not take inhalers, liquids, needles, IV bags or tubes, or aerosol cans. The Centers for Disease Control says the U.S. is experiencing an epidemic of drug overdoses. There has been an increase of 137% since 2000. A new Illinois law that took effect this week requires more extensive background checks of drivers for rideshare companies. NBC Chicago says the law requires that those applying to be rideshare drivers provide their full name and social security number and date of birth. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's a place you'll host your first barbecue. See your child take his or her first steps, bake cookies, and laugh long into the night. It's your first or your next house. But it's more than that. It's a special place with special people. Hi, I'm Justin Gintz with Illinois National Bank. Before you buy, let's talk about that place where your family will grow for years and how the 217 mortgage team with Illinois National Bank can make your dreams a reality.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Well, you want to test drive something, I send you to Honda BMW, pre-owned as well, but all kinds of Hondas on the lot, so much so that they're a Honda President's Award winner. That's hard to get that. There's like a long list of stuff you have to accomplish.
Sure.
Including all the surveys that have to come in at unbelievable high rate.
I see.
I mean, somebody could bong you.
Yeah.
That's just really hard. So anyway, they did it all. And that's how good they are. So if you're a top 10% dealer of Honda in the United States of America, you're pretty good. Mm-hmm. So they want to get you in a vehicle. They're going to work with you. They've got great people. I was over there yesterday. I was trying to say hey to everybody. They all were talking to customers. That's good. I didn't have anybody to talk to. Beamer side is beautiful. Check the floor. It's all good. Drop your spaghetti, crisscross applesauce off the BMW showroom floor. Visit them today off Neil at Brew Wash in Savoy. DriveChampagne.com. DriveChampagne.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Poitron. Check your weather.
Patchy fog this morning, then sunshine. High 86, 66 hour low tonight. Slight chance for showers and thunderstorms late and into tomorrow morning. High 86 expected on Friday and wrapping up the week with a low 66. Partly cloudy into Friday night. Saturday with a high 82. I know Champaign County Fairgrounds hosts Blues Fest from 2 to 10. That should be a blast with clear conditions on Saturday night and a low 63. Sunday's high at 82. Right now we're at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, if you want to save some money, you go to RadioRefunds.com. We sold out of our body bronze off Windsor yesterday. Those are gone. We had $35 gift cards for $17.50, but I got some food like the Humble Hog and Harvest Ale, and those are $25 gift cards for 12 and a half. Two great restaurants, Ben Grice up in Paxton. $20 for 10, Smoked Food Truck. Pies the Limit, Village of the Crossing, love that. $10 gift cards for 6. Arrowhead Lane, Western Bowl, a little indoor golf, bowling, pizzas. $50 gift cards, Arrowhead Lanes and Western Bowl for only $25. Take advantage of that. And we still have a few Big Grove Tavern certificates, 30 for 20. $30 gift cards for 20 if you want to take advantage of that. Go to RadioRefunds.com, RadioRefunds.com, and enjoy. So, bitcoins, cryptocurrency, stuff I don't get. Josh DeJong, you there?
Yes, I am. How's it going?
Thanks good, for having- good. Will you take magic beans, too, for homes now?
Mm-hmm.
If you can prove they're magic, yes.
All right, so you sell stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, firstly, could you give me, pretend I'm four, some think I am, but pretend I'm four, and explain Bitcoin and cryptocurrency?
Okay, I'm going to try to do this as easy as I've, the easiest explanation I've come up with is, think of it as an Excel spreadsheet that's used as a ledger. It shows every transfer of that currency that's kept on everybody's computer. That is Bitcoin.
I don't get
What's
it.
Your thoughts on
I got my hand raised. I don't get it.
I mean, that does make sense the way Josh just explained
so
it.
So everybody's got the same spreadsheet, but where's the money come from?
Okay. Now, that's a great question. You have two different types of coins. Let's use just Bitcoin. In this explanation, Bitcoin works off of a proof-of-work concept. So you can't have any kind of currency or anything without doing work or doing something or giving something in exchange of value, right? So these computer machines go out and they solve really complicated math problems. And over time, those math problems get more and more difficult. But in exchange for solving those math problems, it gets rewarded in cryptocurrency. And that's proof-of-work.
How do I buy turnips with it?
Well, if you wanted to buy a turnip, you can use services like BitPay where that can easily convert your Bitcoin into U.S. dollars and you can transact right there at the grocery store.
How do I invest $1,000 and get $1 million back like I've heard?
That's going to require a time machine, most likely.
Okay, go back in time. I got you. All right.
Yeah.
So the train has left the station. The train has left the station on that.
Initial investment.
Exactly, because Bitcoin went nuts and people made millions off very little money.
Yeah. You know, I think Bitcoin still has some room to grow. I think there's going to be other things that will likely take its place. But the biggest challenge, I think, is nobody knows which one. There's over 1,200 other coins like Bitcoin, and they all do different things, and most of them, probably 80%, are scams. So that's going to be really tough for
people. Yeah, that's the problem. Well, you invest thinking you're Bitcoin, and it's a scam. It's in school, we call that copycat, man. Uh-huh. You're stealing my idea. So everybody wanted to get in on this magic stuff. So how does it work with a home? If you're going to sell me a home and I can give you Bitcoins, how's that work?
Right.
So there's two ways. One, the buyer and seller can just agree to exchange Bitcoin. If they do, it typically takes about half an hour to transfer the Bitcoin. They meet at the title company. An attorney usually will watch the transaction, sign off on it, and say it's done. The other way to do it is, like I was saying earlier, with a system like BitPay, and you just do an amendment to your, or an addendum to your contract, saying that the contract price is for the equivalent of X amount of U.S. dollars in to be conveyed in Bitcoin and exchanged at the day of closing. So at the closing day, your Bitcoin is converted to dollars and given to the title company or the title attorney, and you're done.
Oh, so you accept that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you the first guy to sell a home with Bitcoin?
No. No, there was another. There was somebody else in Austin, Texas that was the first, but since then there's actually been quite a few, including there was one in California that they sold a $1.6 million house for, I want to say it was like 1,100 Bitcoin or something. And at the current price of $6,000 of Bitcoin, they did pretty well.
Wow.
They did pretty well on that.
Are you going around and paying for coffee on your phone then?
No, I don't use it day to day. I do use crypto some transactions, but I don't. I haven't paid for
coffee. Do you think it's here to stay?
I think it's an alternative means for investing. I think the technology is going to adapt over the next 10 years. Bitcoin will probably not be here in 10 years, but there will be something that will replace it because the blockchain and the decentralized ledger, that Excel spreadsheet, that is an amazing technology that allows full transparency.
Could you please tell me what the next best thing is so I can invest and make that $1 million?
Don't listen to me because this train has just been so volatile the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right. Well, interesting, Josh. How do people find you?
Yeah, joshdeshong.com. And anybody can email me also at josh@joshdeshong.com.
Could you wire me 500 bitcoins?
You got it.
Nice meeting you. Thanks for your time, Josh. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I still don't get it. It's apparently.
And I don't know if I trust it, even if I do get it.
It sounds like Bitcoin's $1,000, so it's like a stock. If I buy 10 of them, it's $10,000 in value, right? That's what it sounds like. And the problem is, he's got these other next best Bitcoin, and then you go online, give him $500, and it's gone. Because he said 80% are scams. So just really, really tricky.
Right.
But now, guy paid 1,100 Bitcoins for a $1.6 million house. So I guess it'd be like I give you 2 million shares of Disney and I'll get your house. Kind of like that.
Okay.
So
that makes sense to me.
Okay. If I say it's a stock, which is kind of what it is, you get something for that. So go talk to the people at Busey. They'll tell you what they think of
Bitcoin.
There
you go.
I don't get the impression.
Solid people that you can trust.
Don't think Kurt Anderson at Busey Wealth Management is into this. But anyway, if you're dreaming of a worry-free environment, taking your business, I talked to Kurt this morning.
Okay.
5 o'clock hour, believe it or not.
Huh.
He was driving to Chicago and said, I tried to think of anybody I could call this hour, and it was you. I said, you're right. I'm up. Worry-free environment, taking your business to the next level, put your financial dreams within reach with goal-based financial planning from Busey. I got to tell you something. It just came to my mind.
Okay.
Goal-based financial planning, they're going to sit with you. Busey Wealth Management takes a holistic financial planning approach, prioritizing all of your goals, creating a plan to fund them. With more than 95 years of experience, Busey Wealth Management can maximize your potential by building an entire team around your needs. Busey Wealth Management has over 100 wealth management professionals to help prepare you for wherever life takes you. Transform your financial dreams into reality with a goal-based financial planning from Busey Wealth Management. Dream big. Busey's here. Investment products and services not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee.
Does your smile on your face have to do with that 5 o'clock in the morning conversation?
Yes, it does,
Kurt?
Because it's, you know, so I'm communicating with Dr. Todd. I've talked about the white golden Charlie.
Yeah.
He's had health issues.
Uh-huh.
So he says, I need a urine sample.
Oh.
And I said, well, how does one do that?
Right.
So I followed Charlie today outside at 5 in the morning.
Okay. Do you have like a bucket then?
Well, I see. I don't know. I don't know how to do that. And I certainly don't know how to milk a cow.
I mean, there's Tupperware containers, I suppose.
Well, you've got to throw it away, right?
Right, sure.
Well, anyway, so I found this something, and I'm just, first of all, the expression on Charlie's face.
Leave me alone,
well,
man.
He's looking back on, what are you doing?
Right.
Well, why are you
I'm
out
nervous.
Here?
I'm nervous. And then he doesn't probably want to let
no,
go.
No, he doesn't want to go. Just like any guy knows, if there's exactly. a bunch of people behind you at a urinal.
Exactly. I'm going to take a while here. Everybody look away.
No, I totally,
did you see that over there?
Totally failed at my trying to get a sample. But think about that. Who wants to get a urine sample from a dog?
Right.
That isn't.
Yeah.
Got to be harder with a cat. Anyway, I'm still working on that, but I was laughing as soon as I said the 5 o'clock hours. Charlie and I, his expression.
Okay, you didn't have, you know, the cell phone on your shoulder while you're trying to.
No,
do
I'm not going to do that. This is focus group. Okay. I don't want anybody to take a picture of it either, because Charlie, I think doing a urine sample for dogs is tricky enough, but the way he looked at me, like, what? You've never done that ever. Why are you following me out here? So anyway, it's 7:45.
Okay.
Cubs and Cardinals now. We
thank
get
you
details.
For sharing.
Yeah, just had to sort of laughing about
uh-huh.
that. Here I am all alone in the yard with the dog, and I'm following him with a pan. It's come to that.
Exactly. 7-1, Cardinals on top of Miami. Here's your Redbird recap.
Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and we're in Kansas City where the Cardinals have a day off. Tomorrow night, it's Austin Gomber against Burt Smith. Airtime will be 6:20. Last night, a complete effort by the Cardinals from the pitching, the defense, the timely hitting, 7-1, and the Cardinals won 2 out of 3 in Miami.
I love the Cardinals' defense, but the pitching went along with it. It was outstanding. John Gant really had a nice start, gave up a run early, then settled down, and the Cardinals were so stingy after that. Home runs by Molina and Carpenter, big blows.
With Matt Carpenter hitting his 31st of the year, leading the National League. A swing and a long drive to right field for Carpenter. This one is long gone. Matt Carpenter hits league-leading home run number 31. 2-1 Cardinals in the sixth. And Carpenter has extended his reaching base safely streak to 27 consecutive games. Now the Cardinals go up against the Royals, and what a road trip this could be.
You have to keep winning series. That's what the Cardinals have been doing lately.
Again, airtime at 6:20, game one of the 3-game series at the K.
It'll be Friday night.
Kansas City over the Cubs, 9-0. Now they'll have the Washington Nationals series start up tomorrow at 1:20. You'll hear that action on US 105.9. Cubs have the day off, Cardinals have the day off, and so do the White Sox. They'll begin a series against the Indians at 7:10 tomorrow, after being beat by the Yankees 7-3 yesterday. The American Volleyball Coaches Association preseason poll has our Illini at number 12. I was just looking at some of our other Big Ten teams that have made the list. Minnesota at 4, Penn State at 6, Wisconsin at 9. Number 22 is Michigan State, 23 Purdue, rounding out the Big Ten teams. Defending national champion Nebraska was ranked highest behind former Illini coach Kevin Hambley's Stanford. So we've got some action in there. Our season includes 4 matches against preseason top 25 teams. The Illini will play number 25 Colorado State on August 24th. So pretty early in the season, and looking forward to that Illini Classic in Huff Hall in mid-September. Stan Medica will also be honored. Yeah.
And he's a hockey star for the Blackhawks.
22 seasons there, his whole career, United Center on Sunday. And, of course, we've got preseason action going on. The Bears will play Cincinnati tonight.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
NFL started, I think, a week after the college. And I'm going to be in Atlantic City for the first two Illinois football games, so I'll have to track from there. But I totally expect us to be 2-0. All right, so we're having a send-off at the I Hotel, and we have to get kind of a ticket count. We have a limited number we can sell. It's a fundraiser for the Illinois Scholarship Association. Miss America is the largest provider of scholarships for women in the world. So if you'd like to come, I'm sure Grace would be honored if you would. It's the send-off for Miss Illinois 2018, Grace Khachaturian.
There she is.
You're invited to join us at the I Hotel and Conference Center in Champaign on Saturday, August 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. to see Grace and wish her luck at the Miss America competition in Atlantic City on September 9th. Join us for hors d'oeuvres and soft drinks, even some desserts. Admission only $15 a person. Children and students just $5. And all money raised goes to the Miss Illinois Scholarship Association. Tickets available online at missillinois.org. Click on the link at the top of the page to buy your send-off tickets. Tickets available at the door, but will be limited. It's a send-off for Miss Illinois 2018 Grace Khachaturian, Saturday, August 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the I Hotel and Conference Center in Champaign. We'll see you there.
Yeah.
You can go to missillinois.org and click on the top. It says send-off tickets, and then you could secure and make sure you can get them. Love to have you. 750, our good friend Troy Lance. Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. How are you, my friend?
Doing well yourself.
Lifeline Connect gets it started on the 16th.
9 a.m.
I really want to be there, but, you know, I don't know if you've heard, Brenda called, and I'd love to be part of all that. I got jury duty.
Oh, boy. You got to do your civic duty.
I'm excited to do my civic duty, but
yeah.
I'll be okay if they don't need me, too.
Yeah, I know. We want to help out, but we don't want to be picked, right?
I just want to make sure they know that I am the ad hoc kind of default police advocate here.
I figured you should say my show doesn't get old until 9 o'clock. We figured, well, Diane can cover that pretty easy for you. So that was not an excuse.
No, I was going to get off early. I want to be there. I mean, I just can't plan.
I understand.
Anyway, but this is a great deal. Please explain what it is, and we want people to come, right?
They can
come.
Lifeline Connect?
Right.
Yes, Lifeline Connect is a men's residential recovery program that lasts a year. They can only currently house 6 to 7 men, and we've been raising money in the last – well, it's been going on for 5-6 years, but the last year we've really concentrated on raising money to build a 24-man dorm debt-free. We
wow.
are there.
Wow.
We think the community has stepped up. There's been a lot of contractors, trades step up with donating labor, donating materials, suppliers that supply the trades. And then there's been people that have sent money and donated money as well, and it's been incredible to see the community get behind this. And I don't think if people that we asked and went out to the community and said, you know, Mr. So-and-so, can you help with painting or with trim or whatever, every person or company has done something and been willing to help out. It's been incredible.
Now, when I used to do after school, elementary school, like after school games and fun, I found the dynamics changed greatly when the numbers went up, and 24 is a lot different than 6. How do they plan for that?
Well, they're going to have to ease into it. They need more staff. You know, whenever we're hoping to have a spring opening, and we'll have a grand opening celebration as well. We'll keep you all posted for that. But we're going to have to ease into it because they have to get more staff. And we're not going to go overnight from 6 to 24. That'd be catastrophic.
That'd be a shock, yeah. But I mean, sadly, though, the need is there for 24-plus. I mean, you could certainly fill as many beds as you had, right?
You could fill hundreds, unfortunately, yes.
Man.
Yes.
Well, congratulations, Troy. You've done a great thing here. You're a community guy. You not only speak it, you act it. You've done so much for Lifeline Connect. You also give graduates a chance, and they've worked out wonderfully for
correct.
You.
I mean, yes.
Incredibly.
Yep.
So congratulations.
They're good people. Just they took a detour in life. They need to get back on track and be productive citizens. They pay taxes. You know, and these guys, they've come from good homes for the most part, and a lot of this stuff starts sometimes with an accident and painkillers, and it escalates and spirals out of control from there. But thankfully, I've never had experience in that, so count my blessings there.
Yep.
But
yep.
It's good people.
You're good people, too, Troy. Appreciate it. Now, how do people get there? I guess you're still doing AC checkups?
Yeah. You know what? We're wrapping those up, and believe it or not, we're starting to, behind the scenes, get our ducks in a row for the old furnace.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It won't be that long.
Won't be that long. Another month and a half, we'll be out there knocking on doors doing the furnace tune-up.
Are you still looking for good HVAC people?
We're always looking for good people. You betcha.
Because I was at the Aldi checking out, and I had your Lance T-shirt on.
Okay.
And I look pretty darn good in it, by
the way. That's right.
Anyway, the
a lot of stairs, didn't you?
Woman, people, I think it's kind of attractive. So I had it on. I wear it. And the woman said, "How's business for you guys?" And I looked and says, "I'm bored of Lance, yeah. Let me talk about the HVAC." She said, "My boyfriend is graduating in that." I said, "Well, you need to apply at Lance. Troy's great." So I'm recruiting for you, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Because I'm kind of an employee, kind of.
That's right.
Troy,
at least a few hours.
How do people find you?
LanceInc.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Thank you, partner.
Talk to you soon.
Good man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the woman said, my boyfriend, and I felt like saying, well, let's have him come in and have a talk with him.
There you go.
I'll get my tool belt. But I said, go call Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Always looking for good people. Five Till, good people over at Chemical Maintenance, Inc., CMIClean.com, 359-6262, new janitorial supplies. Maybe your business washes dishes and you got lipstick stuff on there, spotty glasses. They can fix that. Great chemical program and monthly service check. CMI will ensure that you'll be confident customers are in good hands. CMI can work with you on controlling your costs by using their state-of-the-art dispensing system. Shop local. Betsy and Brad Parks, their team. CMI, serving all of Central Illinois, CMIClean.com for more information. Live to the White House in the next hour, John Decker.
I still can't believe Cam's is being let go.
No, it's selling.
Yeah.
But it's all the same.
Okay.
From the standpoint of you want to go get sticky feet and beer, it's there.
Okay.
The smell will remain. The smell is staying.
Okay.
It's just what it is, iconic.
Eric Meyer's just having a new chapter coming
up. Yeah. I mean, it's
good
in,
for him.
In the News Gazette. You can read about Cam selling. He's selling his share. No further details. I did text and ask if he could talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling he's not up yet.
Okay.
Late nights,
it is.
We're in the bar business.
Different clock.
Yeah. But, yeah, everything is, nothing's changing.
Okay.
It's just a good guy selling cams.
Right.
27 years. That would put it, 1991 and something like that?
Wow.
It's been a while.
Uh-huh.
All right, again, live to the White House in our next hour. Stand by. ESPN 93.5. We check your Fox News and your local news with Jamie Monticelli, all coming up next. It's Thursday. It's August 9. Beautiful day. 7:57.
I wanted braces because it would make my smile look better and I would have more confidence to talk to people.
I am a happy person, so I'm always smiling. I noticed over the years that my teeth were shifting, making me feel self-conscious every time I smile.
You can have that great smile and self-confidence you're looking for with orthodontic treatment at Upline Eye Smiles Dental Care and Angel Smiles Dental Center, where they take pride in happy, healthy smiles. Their customized treatments can give you a perfect smile at any age. Whether you're looking for traditional braces or Invisalign, their state-of-the-art technology ensures the most accurate fit for the quickest results. This summer at Illini Smiles Dental Care in Champaign and Angel Smiles Dental Center in Rantoul, they're offering no money down on traditional braces. Both offices do accept the medical card for orthodontic services through the age of 18. Schedule a free consultation today by calling Illini Smiles Dental Care in Champaign at 356-3335 or find them online at IlliniSmilesDental.com or by calling Angel Smiles Dental Center in Rantoul at 892-8868 or find them online at AngelSmilesDentalCenter.com. Illini Smiles Dental Care and Angel Smiles Dental Center, where they're ready to give you your best smile.
Hi, I'm Ben Grice, owner of the Humble Hog. Folks come from all around for our barbecue, but if you haven't checked out our newest restaurant, Harvest Ale House, now's the time. Enjoy our craft beers on draft. All 12 are brewed right here in Illinois. Eat some of the best local food around. Small plates, burger and sandwich creations, steaks, line-caught salmon delivered fresh daily, and of course, our decadent desserts. Plus, listen to some tunes on our record player or catch a game on our flat screens. Check out Harvest Ale House on Facebook or visit us on Market Street in beautiful downtown Paxton.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area, and our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit CountryArbors.com for more information.
The Urbana Business Association, City of Urbana, CUMTD, and this station are proud to present the 2018 Urbana Sweet Corn Festival on August 24th and 25th. This year's festival will feature great activities such as the Tricochi Corn Classic Corn Eating Contest, fire performances, cornucopia of kids activities, magic, chainsaw carving, and so much more. In addition to the exciting activities, we have some of your favorite local bands playing originals and covers of classic rock, rhythm and blues, and jazz on two stages and in the downtown Urbana bar. Get information and a complete schedule at UrbanaSweetCornFestival.com.
Finding a job you love or finding the right staff to fill your needs should not be hard work. Let Spirion Staffing do the heavy lifting for you. We find people jobs. We love what we do. Since 1981, Spirion has been connecting great talent with local businesses in administrative, light industrial, and professional roles. With offices in Champaign, Foles, and Macon County, Spirion is ready to partner with you to make either finding your next position or hiring your next employee an easy job. Call Spirion at 217-359-4488 for more information and put us to work for you today.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Trump's lawyer tells the special counsel he doesn't have a case. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
So stop the nonsense.
Rudy Giuliani has given special counsel Mueller a counteroffer in the back and forth over whether President Trump will be interviewed. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
Giuliani says the president's legal team wants to limit questions on the issue of obstruction of justice.
Why do you want to get him under oath? You think we're fools? You want to get him under oath because you want to trap him into perjury. Well, we're not going to let you do that.
Mueller has put forward dozens of potential questions for the president, including about his firing of FBI Director James Comey last year. Even though he's publicly railed against the Russia investigation, calling it a hoax, President Trump has said he's willing to be questioned by the special counsel. Dave?
From John, Democrats have complained the president's been trying to undermine this investigation. They're angry in Moscow over new U.S. sanctions put in place over the poisoning of an ex-Russian spy in Britain.
Russia calling the new sanctions categorically unacceptable. A Kremlin spokesperson describing the United States as an unpredictable actor on the international stage and restating Russia's denial of any involvement in the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter.
That's Fox's Simon Owen in London. Puerto Rico has acknowledged in a report to Congress, Hurricane Maria last year was a lot deadlier than it had been reported. Instead of the initial 64 people, it was more than 1,400 killed by the storm and during the power outage chaos afterward. More than a dozen wildfires keep charring California. One of them east of Los Angeles that burned down a dozen homes was intentionally set. Forrest Clark facing arson and other charges.
Clark apparently lives in a cabin in the forest, and the local volunteer fire chief there said Clark had fought with his neighbors often and recently sent him an email telling him the place was going to burn.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. There's a new report just out on the economy showing no inflation last month at the wholesale level. Overall, producer prices were unchanged as both food and gas got a little cheaper. Fox News, fair and balanced. This weekend, it'll be 1 year since what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. White nationalists held a Unite the Right rally, and counter-protesters showed up. And then it got violent and deadly. So this year, a state of emergency has been declared in advance.
The only acceptable outcome is that we ensure public safety this weekend.
Interim City Manager Mike Murphy says the community is still healing from the traumatic events of last year.
We hope that we have a safe weekend so that that healing can continue.
Police Chief Rochelle Brackney telling the public to expect a heavy police presence.
The goal and a successful outcome for us is that there is no violence in our community.
The rally to protest the removal of a Confederate statue from a park quickly spinning out of control. A counter-protester was killed, several people injured. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Congressman Chris Collins is defiant. Hours after the Republican was charged with insider trading and fraud, he said,
"The charges that have been levied against me are meritless, and I will mount a vigorous defense in court to clear my name.
And Collins says he'll keep running for re-election in New York. Prosecutors allege while on the board for a biotech company, Collins got word a drug trial failed and he passed the tip on to his son to sell the stock. Cameron Collins is also charged. In Ohio, the race for a vacant seat in the House has gotten even closer with more ballots found and counted.
The votes reportedly wind up netting Democratic candidate Danny O'Connor 190 additional votes, narrowing his race against Republican Troy Balderson to 1,564 votes.
That's Fox's Sean Langill. Thousands of absentee and provisional ballots still have to be processed. Golf's final major of the year is just underway, the PGA Championship in St. Louis. A couple of golfers share the early lead at one under par. Defending champion Justin Thomas, Tiger Woods, and Phil Mickelson all tee off this hour. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A new report from Clean Energy Trust says more than 119,000 Illinois residents now work in clean energy industries in every county in the state. The report, Clean Jobs Midwest, says the majority of the state's clean energy jobs are in construction and manufacturing. 11.2% of Illinois residents employed in clean energy are veterans. Employers project 9% clean energy job growth this year, and more than 5,500 Illinois residents now work in grid modernization and energy storage. Another online security issue to be aware of, BuzzFeed says Comcast Xfinity inadvertently exposed partial home addresses and social security numbers of more than 26.5 million customers. A security researcher discovered the flaws and two previously unreported vulnerabilities in the customer portal made it easier for a hacker to get to the personal information of customers. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
And the sale of cams is a big local story. Mm-hmm. Sale of cams after 27 years.
I mean, but things won't really change. You know, it's just that we know Eric's not a part of it.
Yeah, he's been a part of it a long time. We know Eric pretty well and his family, wonderful family. Let's check your weather.
High 86 with the sunshine, 66 our low this evening. The chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at 20%, 40% chance of rain mainly in the morning tomorrow. And then partly cloudy with a low 66 on Friday night, 82 the high on Saturday and Sunday with the sunshine, 63 with clear conditions in the evening. Lots of folks with their telescopes out still as they view Mars. It's not going to be this close again for another 15 years. Right now we're at 70 on ESPN 93.5.
Right, what's the common way that Americans deal with stress?
I would say drinking some booze.
Okay, that makes sense. I think it'd be a common one. Colleen said eat.
Yeah, the comfort foods. That's where a lot of sugar busters get tied up in. You know, having a sweet snack.
Yeah, and you know how you get bombed, you go get a gallon of ice cream,
that's
right?
That's right.
So we'll discuss that. Also, Peter Fox about the 10th anniversary of the I Hotel and Conference Center.
Right.
Lovely, wonderful property. Mm-hmm. I think it's the best. I'm a big fan. And they've worked very hard to get it right.
Right.
If you're a book author and you go into one of their rooms for a stay, there's a high likelihood that your book will be on their shelf because they have books in the rooms. You can grab a book and read in your room at a hotel. Really? They're very into detail. You got a wonderful manager in Sam, who I'm pretty sure everybody knows. He's just does an amazing job there. Anyway, Peter will join me for a few minutes. Also, live to the White House with one of our favorite guests, John Decker. What's going on? Mueller investigation. Will they interview Donald Trump? Will there be a subpoena? Will it go to the Supreme Court? All that drama unfolding. We like talking to Lee Richardson, licensed professional counselor, founder of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas. Lee, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
How's your brain this morning?
It's pretty fresh. Clear.
Is there anything I can take? Ginkgo biloba is what I hear. What will really help me? Anything? Right. Anything at all?
You know what you really can do? In your diet, you know, get as much omega-3, and you can take that too. But your diet, salmon, walnuts, kiwi, you know, didn't your mother ever tell you you are what you eat, man?
Yeah. Omega-3. That's the key there. Okay. All right. Good tip. Okay. I didn't tell people. They're guessing eating and
Drinking
as stress relief. Mm-hmm. According to the survey, what was the number one most common way Americans deal with stress, Lee?
Four-letter word.
Cussing. You know? Cussing.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
How do I do it? Because I don't swear.
Right.
So what do I do?
Well, you know what? You'd be amazed how many people do swear and do cuss. And I'm always amazed at how many times, you know, somebody will, in a counseling session, might drop the F-bomb. And I'm like, you know. But it does happen. And it's a way that we express ourselves. Just like when you're driving, you know, I express myself with my horn. If somebody cuts me off, you know, and it really makes me mad, I'll lay on that horn. And if it just kind of makes me mad, I might just tap it. But for a lot of people, cussing and swearing is the same way of expression.
Okay. I
never use my horn.
I toot it, but I don't lay on it. Go, duh, duh, you know, just kind of a get off your phone kind of thing. And I just, this might be like, okay, great, you know. But when I see something like that, I'll make myself smile and say, God bless you. God bless you. It seems to help.
Some positive energy.
Well, because, you know, you go the other direction. And I think I get mad, but I'm slow. Then when I get there, I'm pretty mad. But it's got to be something. I get really, really angry when somebody takes advantage of somebody else. Old people, children, that kind of stuff. But I don't tend to swear.
Right. Well, how do you channel that?
I don't know. How do I channel that, Lee?
Well, I don't know whether you need to, you know. It's a way of expression, and you have found a way to express yourself without that. You know, some people, I think, they swear because it gives them a greater sense of power and control over a bad situation. And maybe you don't feel like you need that control. You know, maybe you channel that, you throw that positive energy right back at it, and that's the way you deal with it.
I tend to pray a lot.
There you go. You bring out that spiritual side, and that can certainly help.
Yeah.
But I'm amazed at what research today is showing, because I was told as a little kid that the only people that cussed were people that couldn't think of another word to say. You know, it's a sign of low intelligence. And that is actually not what research is showing.
Yeah.
It's showing that people who curse have a much larger vocabulary than those who don't.
Well, and again, if you're dealing in, you know, like, say, law enforcement, and you're throwing some F-words out there a little bit, it's better than the alternative of you having a heart attack, or I suppose, because there's got to be a relief valve, particularly in some of these high-stress positions.
Absolutely. You know, and I think I would rather have somebody cuss me out than punch me in the face.
Yeah, right. No, I agree. Right. I agree with that. So, is there pressure when you go to a cocktail party being from the Brain Performance Center, having all the answers, Lee?
Right.
None at all, because everybody that knows me knows I don't have all the answers. and I'm not afraid to say that either, you know?
Yeah. So, did you always want to be a licensed professional counselor?
Well, I really always wanted to be. I came at it more from the brain standpoint. I've been board certified in neurofeedback since 2004. And when I first started doing it, I did it from a coaching standpoint.
Yeah.
And I realized, oh, my gosh, I can get a stronger effect, you know, working on the conscious level. And then I decided to take it to the next level and brought the counseling in. And I look at the counseling and the brain differently. You know, think about a computer. Computers are hardware and software. Hardware, man, that's the infrastructure. That's mm-hmm. what runs that computer. And that's your brain. That's the way those neurons and And you have this nice software, and that makes all those pretty, makes that computer do pretty things and great things, and that's the mind. And, you know, I do believe the importance of working with the mind and developing good, getting rid of those little ants, those automatic negative thoughts, got to get rid of those.
Yeah.
And we got to talk about how you can do that. But I really came at it more from a brain standpoint in the beginning.
I definitely think I've done an okay job with my brain from staying positive, because I don't like the alternative. I feel like if I get I can certainly get down, and I don't want to go there because I can't function as well.
Yeah, you just get bogged down.
Even if it's a false reality, I think it's going to be better than maybe it will be, but it's better because I can function and I can work, so I always think about it's going to be great.
Kind of got the rose-colored glasses on.
It's just a better way to live for me anyway. Lee, how do people find you?
They can find me. They can Google thebrainperformancecenter.com.
Lee Richardson, L-E-I-G-H, Richardson, thebrainperformancecenter.com. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, and keep those rose-colored glasses on.
That's great. You got it. It's going to be great.
Exactly.
Well, what about the tornado? Well, just get in the basement. It'll be fine. All right. Check your sports headlines now.
Right.
Quarter after 8, ESPN 93.5.
Well, rose-colored glasses for the Cardinals. I mean, we've won, what, 3 in a row now, I think, against Miami, 7-1.
No, it was 2 out of 3.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. They won the series. And, they're just trying to compete for that last wild card spot. And they are so far. It's August 9. They're still interesting. Let's hope they can keep her going.
All right. Cardinals win 7-1 yesterday over Miami. And the 31st home run from Matt Carpenter. ESPN 93.5 with the Redbird Recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And we're in Kansas City where the Cardinals have a day off. Tomorrow night, it's Austin Gomber against Bert Smith. Airtime will be 6:20. Last night, a complete effort by the Cardinals from the pitching, the defense, the timely hitting, 7-1, and the Cardinals won 2 out of 3 in Miami.
I love the Cardinals' defense, but the pitching went along with it. It was outstanding. John Gant really had a nice start, gave up a run early, then settled down, and the Cardinals were so stingy after that. Home runs by Molina and Carpenter, big blows.
With Matt Carpenter hitting his 31st of the year, leading the National League. A swing and a long drive to right field for Carpenter. This one is long gone. Matt Carpenter hits league-leading home run number 31. 2-1 Cardinals in the sixth. And Carpenter has extended his reaching base safely streak to 27 consecutive games. Now the Cardinals go up against the Royals, and what a road trip this could be.
You have to keep winning series. That's what the Cardinals have been doing lately.
Again, airtime at 6:20, game one of the three-game series at the K.
Kansas City over the Cubs 9-0 yesterday. Boy, yeah. The Royals really struck back.
That's it's Orioles and Royals for fighting for the worst record in baseball.
Right, I know.
But listen, they're major league players. It's hard to beat a major league team every night. Cubs won 2 out of 3.
Well, and we've talked about the kind of snap back after you're on a roll and how you do have games that are just kind of flop.
Yeah, and the Cubs are darn near 20 games over 500. They're doing fine.
Cubs are off today. Washington Nationals tomorrow on US 105.9 with a 120 start. Chicago White Sox are off today, too, after being beat by the New York Yankees 7-3 yesterday. They've got Cleveland at 7:10 tomorrow. The American Volleyball Coaches Association preseason poll has our Illini at number 12. There are 7 Big Ten teams on the list. Stan Mikita, hockey legend, died at the age of 78 on Tuesday, a public viewing. The American Volleyball Coaches Association preseason poll has our Illini at number 12. There are 7 Big Ten teams on the list. Stan Mikita, hockey legend, died at the age of 78 on Tuesday, a public viewing at the United Center on Sunday, seeing clips of Mike Myers and Dana Carvey with Wayne's World playing tribute to him in their 1992 movie and his donut shop out of Aurora. Of course, we have the NFL preseason going on. Cincinnati and Dope Bears will happen tonight.
Boston Red Sox are having the best season maybe ever for the Boston Red Sox. They're 81-34, and that's amazing. They're 9 games over the Yankees. Cleveland leads in the AL Central by 10 games. And then Houston, Oakland, Seattle all battling for a spot. National League in the Central, the Cubbies are just a game and a half ahead of Milwaukee. Somebody needs to tell Milwaukee they're not supposed to do this. Cardinals are 6.5 back in the wild card race. The Cubbies, of course, they're leading the division, but the wild card race is interesting. Milwaukee and Atlanta currently hold the spots. The Dodgers a game back. Colorado 3.5 back. Cardinals just 4 back in the wild card. So they're fighting for a spot.
Speaking of the Cardinals, Ozzie Smith riding an 8-horse Hitch of Clivesdale's pulling a Budweiser beer wagon, delivering the event's PGA Championship trophy to Belrive Country Club on Monday as St. Louis's way of getting ready for the big tournament, and that kicks off
and
today.
Those Clydesdales, do you ever get tired of seeing a Clydesdale?
It's
they are
beautiful
ginormous
horses. I know it.
Animals. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny and a high 86, light variable winds. We've got a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms and a low of 66 tonight. A chance of showers and thunderstorms on tomorrow's forecast at 40%, high 86, low 66. Sunny all weekend, clear in the evening, up into the mid-80s, down into the mid-60s. Currently 71 on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute and talk to Peter Fox right after that about the iHotel's big 10th anniversary. Congratulations to them. And John Decker live at the White House coming up in about 15, 20 minutes or so. Stand by for the very latest at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So much to talk about. Midterms are just around the corner as well. Will there be a blue wave? Or won't there? 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, prices at the wholesale level were unchanged in July. Compared with June, the price of gasoline and food declined, offsetting other increases. For the year ending in July, wholesale prices are up 3.3%. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits has declined again. New claims dropped by 6,000 to 213,000 last week. That number is weaker than forecast. JCPenney is making a move to pick up the business from Babies R Us, which was liquidated with Toys R Us. JCPenney says it will launch baby shops in 500 of its stores. The baby shops will feature cribs, strollers, high chairs, and car seats, along with a variety of brands, including Penny's Okie Dokie baby clothing line. The Dow was down 45 yesterday, NASDAQ up 4, S&P dropped a point. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
I'm Troy Lanz. You can count on me because you can count on me.
Yeah, Troy Lanz, good man. 822, another good man is Peter Fox. Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm very good, Stevie. Thank you for calling me.
What the heck, man? Has it been 10 years for the iHotel Conference Center?
Not yet. 10 years on Saturday.
Wow.
Okay, very good.
I call it the best property in downstate. I may be a little biased because of my friendship with you, but I truly think it is a remarkable property. I think you guys have done such a great job with it.
Well, to be honest with you, without the university, without, the athletic department, the academic units, we wouldn't be able to offer what we offer because they've been such loyal customers for the last 10 years. I give a lot of credit initially to Richard Herman, who was the chancellor that enabled the project. And we've had a seamless relationship working with campus dining on the conference center side. So we've really been lucky to have the university as a partner.
But just when you walk in, it's just got that kind of classy feel. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really, really does. It just does.
That's a result of Kim Fox.
Yeah, I thought so.
Because
nice. Kim, your wife, pretty classy woman there. And she, the appointments and just the way it feels and the way people look. I go over there once or twice a week. I get a little more coffee. And thanks to me, you have a proper refill price. That's all me.
Well, we're going to amend that after 10 years.
Sam, your manager, can you talk about him? Because everybody knows Sam.
Well, we're lucky to have Sam. We're also lucky to have, I was checking with Adrian Hayes yesterday, our CFO. We have, I believe, near 40 people that have been with us more than 5 years. And I think 10 to 12 that have been with us since day one.
Wow.
Which is really remarkable.
Yeah.
In the service industry.
Yeah.
And I think a large part of it is because of people like Sam, Maribel Olvera, Adrian, and others that set an example that inspires other people to want to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, in your business or any other business, if you don't have a great organization chart, you know, it doesn't really matter what you build.
Yeah, you're right. You got to have people, mm-hmm. and you have really, really good people that are all over it. And I'm telling you what, you're not an easy business. That steak's got to be right. The room's got to be right. The temperature's got to be. I mean, there's a lot of factors.
There's a lot of other, hotel rooms and people in town that do a great job also. And we're just fortunate, as I mentioned, to have the university as a partner. And we're trying to expand the conference center and continue to expand the research park, because the hotel and conference center are also a major amenity for the companies. We now have, I think, 25 Fortune 500 yeah. companies in the park, and it gives them a place for their visiting execs and other people to either spend the night or to use the meeting space. And we think there's demand for another 20 to 25,000 feet, and hopefully we'll be able to do that soon.
Well, I know I've been advocating for the ice arena being south, your proposal. I think it makes the most sense. I think it would be fabulous to have it for everybody, particularly those who want to park and go like we're used to and spoiled to go to a Big Ten anything and get home in 10 minutes. But I don't know where we are on that. Do you have any idea, any updates on the ice arena?
Well, we made our proposal. The university obviously has expressed their interest in downtown. My position is, if we can add ice for the community, which was really what we attempted to do in 2003 or 2004, replace the existing rinks so there'd be better places for people to skate, two sheets of ice. And so we keep advocating, but ultimately the university will make that decision.
All right. Is that a decision coming soon, do you know, or do you know if it's this?
Well, I think, the athletic director, Josh, has been very clear about, the challenge of raising the money, et cetera. And so I'm sure at the appropriate, time, he'll, make his decision. But irrespective of that, we continue to expand around the research park. We're starting another building on 4th Street this fall. And we continue to, the thing with the research park or the hotel or anything else really doesn't matter unless we're adding quality jobs in the community.
Yeah.
The research park now has 2,000 jobs as a result of Laura Frericks and Andrea Rudy. We think we can get to 3,000 in the next couple of years. And the nice thing about the jobs in the research park is they're paying north of $75,000, in many cases in six figures. So it's the type of jobs that, enable people to raise a family, live comfortably. And it really takes advantage of the talent in the community and also the talent from the university.
Well, Peter, you've been a major force in our community. You continue to do that. We appreciate all you've done. I mean, you've really had some positive impact. Mm-hmm. And you have vision. You see something ahead of time, and it's just a God-given talent you have. So I'll see you a little later, but thank you for being on. Thank you for the iHotel Conference Center Houlihan's 10 years Saturday. And we're excited. It is the best property in downstate. That's what I say. I believe it. I love coming in. Congratulations.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. We actually think we're one of the best properties in the country, so we'd like to broaden our horizon.
I just ratcheted it up. We're the best property in the darn country. By the way, I saw Petey the other night. Just loved seeing him. What a good kid. And I cannot believe, I got you laughing a few times in your life when I'm with you. His laugh and your laugh are like mirror images. It was unbelievable. He's such a good kid. I was so excited to see him.
Well, thank you for doing that. He has a much better sense of humor than I do.
Well, and Peter, when I think of both of you guys, I think about your wonderful kids. And how about it for Miss Illinois?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. When are we hosting her going away party?
August 25th, hosted by Peter Fox at the iHotel and Conference Center. Tickets are available at missillinois.org, a fundraiser for the Miss Illinois Scholarship Program for young women. And Peter, it's just a whirlwind. It is unbelievable. She leaves the 27th for Atlantic City, and then ABC September 9th for the national telecast. So pretty cool.
We're anxious to help and anxious to help your scholarship efforts.
Well, we appreciate all you do, Peter. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a great day.
Talk to you later. Peter Fox.
ESPN 93.5.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the AutoZone Loaner Tool Program, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get your car running right with a great deal on Lucas Complete Field Treatment, two for just $8. Must buy two. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Philippians 4:13 states, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If this world is sucking the life, strength, and joy out of you, seek strength through Jesus Christ. He gives us everything we need to have true joy in our life. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket Florist. The florist you pick.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. New economic sanctions over the poisoning of a former Russian spy are called totally unacceptable by the Russian government.
A Kremlin spokesperson describing the United States as an unpredictable actor on the international stage and restating Russia's denial of any involvement in the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Britain's prime minister has welcomed the sanctions, Theresa May saying they send an unequivocal message that Russia's reckless behavior will not go unchallenged.
Fox's Simon Owen. The boyfriend of a missing University of Iowa student tells Fox News there was no sign of a struggle at his house where Molly Tibbetts was staying, and that if someone tried to take her...
She wouldn't just let that happen, though. She has actually got a mean right now.
Dalton Jack was away on a construction job and says Molly was there watching his dog. She was last seen 3 weeks ago yesterday. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hi, it's CBJ. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, I started CBJ Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. We put together experienced travel experts to assist you, including 40-year travel veteran Bill Owen. Bill was the owner of Franklin Travel and has designed over $200 million in group trips. And Mary Beth Karasik, who has led tours all over the world for nearly 20 years. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. Like our trip to Asia, 5 countries and 7 ports. Our family will host this trip in January. Janet and I will also host a Rhine River cruise on Viking in September of 2019. Or join Mary Beth for a cruise to Alaska, including the train and Denali adventure, or Mary Beth's incredible canyon country trip in Arizona in October of 2019. For more information, just go to stevieJtravel.com. That's stevieJtravel.com. Where do you want to go?
The Illinois Lottery Grandstand at the Illinois State Fair is ready to rock. August 15th with 311. The Offspring. 311 and The Offspring. August 15th at the Grandstand. Tickets on sale now through the Grandstand box office or Ticketmaster.com. Also check out Hailstorm and Mastodon and Foreigner and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Did you know Chicago's airports offer you more than 1,500 direct, daily, domestic, and international flights? Did you also know Peoria Charter sends 10 buses every day to and from Chicago's O'Hare and Midway airports out of Champaign? Ride in clean, climate-controlled comfort while relaxing with a professional driver behind the wheel. You can also experience the convenience of being dropped off at the front door of the airport. To learn more, see the schedule, or purchase a ticket, visit PeoriaCharter.com and click on Buy a Ticket. That's PeoriaCharter.com.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign. MobileMeterPain.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to MobileMeter.us.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
What a nice start with the sunshine. Today's high, 86. 66 our low this evening. Should be great for patio play at Houlihan's tonight. Wow, good stuff. And then later, we've got a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. That bumps up to a 40% chance of rain. High 85 tomorrow, down to 65 with partly cloudy conditions Friday night. The weekend looks terrific. High 82, low 62 with clear conditions. 71 now on ESPN, 93.5.
Yeah, I know that the university is all, I think, interested in the ice arena downtown. And, it, you know, and I don't know, maybe, I don't know. I just think it makes sense.
You like the whole athletic campus concept.
Well, I like the in and out access. I'm not excited about parking downtown. And I don't know, just a difference of opinion on that one. It makes sense on the map. If you look at all we've invested in Memorial Stadium and State Farm to have the arena just south of State Farm. And then for us townies that love going in and out and easy parking, they'll have a ton of that. But downtown, I'm thinking garages, congestion. I'm spoiled. It's 8 minutes for me to get home from an event. That won't be 8 minutes downtown. Anyway. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. This is always a pleasure once a week. John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press row. Yeah, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. John Decker, how are you?
Hey, I am well. Thanks a lot, Stevie. How are you doing today?
Fine. No other radio guy has a theme for you.
No, they do not. You are
you.
The only one, Stevie. Thank you so much.
Very good about that. Thank you, Bet.
Yes.
I thought my falsetto felt pretty good. all right, so when will the Mueller investigation conclude and John Decker has the answer?
I have no idea. I don't think anybody has an idea except maybe Bob Mueller. You know, the reason being is because he hasn't leaked. Very little information coming out of the special counsel's office, and we don't know where his investigation stands right now. So we don't know if it's in the waning stages or if he's essentially in the middle of his work investigating alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian officials. But I can tell you it is likely to continue throughout the midterms. You know, so throughout the next few months leading into the midterms, that investigation is still likely going to be wide open.
And I don't know. I mean, I follow this a lot, as you, obviously you do. I'm tired, so tired.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the smoking gun that hasn't happened. If they've got something, fine, bring it out. If you don't, just finish something. I mean, man.
That's right. No, that's right. You know, that's a sort of the argument that's been put forward by President Trump's attorneys. This has been hanging over this White House for almost the entire term of President Trump. And so they would very much like it to just go away. And, of course, there's this standoff as to whether or not the president will submit to some sort of a sit-down or interview with Robert Mueller or a member of his team. Right now that looks very unlikely to occur.
And I think a part of the problem for those that follow this and are really, you know, knee-deep in inside baseball and stuff is
yeah.
that you say, well, look at the meeting they had. He admitted that it was about to get dirt on Hillary. What about the dossier that Hillary paid for? There's just not consistent. There's no consistency with outrage.
Yeah.
You should be outraged by everything if you're going to be outraged by that.
Well, that's certainly a good argument, you know, to be made regarding his investigation. And we don't know if indeed he's looking into elements related to all of that. It looks like there is at least one member connected to Hillary Clinton's team who may be caught up in the Mueller investigation. That is Tony Podesta, the brother of John Podesta, who did work for the Ukrainian government. He has resigned his position of his lobbying firm, and I think the reason behind that is because that he has been caught up in Robert Mueller's probe. He has not been charged with anything, but I think clearly there is a connection between him resigning from his lobbying firm and the Mueller investigation. We'll just have to wait and see where all that ends up.
What was your assessment of the elections Tuesday?
My assessment was this. I think the president did make a difference in Ohio, that special election. If the president had not traveled to Ohio the Saturday before primary day, there is no way that the Republican nominee Balderson would have won. That's my take on that. You know, so he, in certain districts, makes a huge difference. He gets out the vote. I think also, as it relates to Balderson, we don't know if we've spoken about this. I don't think he was a very good candidate. You know, I mean, that's often what people make their decisions on, you know, is evaluating the two candidates that are up for one particular office. Democrats found a really good candidate. He connected well with voters. He campaigned well, especially in this Republican district. He kept it really close. It looks like he may lose that. But then there's, you know, I think you know this, Stevie, there's going to be a rematch of these two individuals, and that will be in November. And so more money will be poured into that particular race as well.
Well, I tell you what, in August, you know, special election, I don't think, and I think it's just a guess, but I think in November there'll be far more people voting percentage-wise, and I think it's a red district anyway. I think it's going to be an uphill climb for the Democrat to win that November.
I agree with you. Yeah, people are not coming out in the same numbers that they come out for a midterm or certainly for a general presidential election, for a special election. So I agree with you. This is we're talking about the 12th District of Ohio. It's a district that President Trump won by 11 points in 2016. Mitt Romney won it by 11 points in 2012.
Yeah.
It's been in Republican hands for three decades, and I think you're right. Ultimately, on Election Day, it will remain in Republican hands.
And I don't think, and I've said this to you before, I don't buy into anything blue wave related. I think it's a different time, a different feel out there. I just don't buy into that narrative. I might be wrong, but I just, and one of the reasons is the only thing I get from the Democrats is they hate Donald Trump and they want him out. That's all I feel from them. And maybe I'm wrong in feeling that, but that's what I got.
No, you know, I think that's right in the sense that it is too early to be talking about a blue wave, which is what Democrats want to sort of convey as what's going to happen in the midterms. You know, I think it's way too early for that. And for anybody, especially, you know, pundits that evaluate what happened on Tuesday, to say that this is indicative of what will happen on Election Day in November, you can extrapolate what happened in Ohio for the whole country. I think it's a huge mistake. It's too early to make that kind of a call, and we've spoken about that quite a bit.
Somebody who makes enormous sense and does a really good job as a journalist, he could also kick your butt in tennis. It's John Decker live from the White House. I always appreciate chatting.
Right.
Thanks for always being honest and doing a great job on both sides of the aisle.
Oh, I appreciate that. It's always great to be on your show, Stevie. Have a great rest of the week and a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks so much. From the White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, it's John Decker. All right, 8:53 on ESPN 93.5. Peek at our sports coming up.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the AutoZone Loaner Tool Program, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose.